My name's Trish Gabbana, and my husband Bruno Gabbana and I have been living on our farm here since 1978. We first started selling at markets in 1981 at Yamundi, and we still have contact with some of those original customers, and their children are coming back to us and shopping now as well. They become part of what I call my market family.
They'd miss you if you weren't there.
Yes, I've been done it for a good few years now. You know, everybody, you say, I'll stop and I'm not coming, and my stomach growing, you say, no, not you doing that. You know? You have to come and miss all the good stuff.
Now, Bruno, I think you must be an advertisement for your lifestyle, because I hear today it's a pretty special day. It's actually your birthday. Yes. How young are you?
79.
Wow, you do not look it at all.
Well, I reckon whether you're keeping doing something, keeping you in fit, keeping you young, you're keeping you, you know, you have to keep doing something all the time.
Putting the rest of us to shame.
Well, I don't know about that.
Where were you born?
I was born in North Italy.
So how would you describe your operation here, Trish Gabbana?
These days we would be called market gardeners. During winter we grow a range of winter crops, broccoli, cauliflower, fennel, spring onions, onions in general, and many other Asian greens and leafy greens. We found the winter very challenging because it was much warmer than usual, which was not kind on any of the brassicas that we grow. And now, when we were looking forward to spring, spring came in the form of summer, really. And so it's been quite a difficult little period for us. But we both still enjoy what we're doing. We're passionate about what we're doing. And I suppose we'll continue doing it for ourselves and our children and our grandchildren as long as we feel comfortable doing it.
And you do this chemical-free here?
We do, and we've done so for many years because Bruno had an intolerance to chemicals. But now, in this last year, we've gained a certificate from the Chemical Free Association, and we've found that advantageous to our sales as well.
Bruno, people like you and Trish have so much of a wealth of knowledge to share too.
That being born in the farm, you know, and not wheat, growing wheat, potato and all that sort of stuff. Corn, grapes, you know, make our own wine and that sort of stuff, you know.
We have quite a long established vineyard. Some of them are wine grapes, which Bruno makes his own wine from every year, and some of them are nice eating grapes. And we do have something very interesting in the fact that we've collected up different varieties from people in the area that have been here for quite a long number of years, and so we have like a repository of many different ancient varieties from this area. Each time I get one from somebody, I try to get as much history as I can, and I write that down in the name that it's called.
You're fond of a grape there, Bruno?
Yes, I love the grapes. Well, not just to eat, but you make a nice wine.
Are you into reds or whites?
Masterette. White, all right, here and there, but the red is good for you anyway, the red one. Is. Homemade stuff is one of the best. See, you go and buy, it's full of rubbish, you know. Preserved, yes, that's the truth. It preserved, it got everything inside. The one I'm making is just fermenting. Squash the grapes, let it ferment for 4 days, 5 days, draw the wine out, the juice out, and let it finish fermenting like that, you know, and after when it's finished, I put on the bottle, but they'll put anything inside.
I want to come back when you're doing this.
Yeah, come back and squash the grapes.
I've got big feet, so I'll probably be a big help.